Over the years, we've talked about like a twofold focus for our program. Right. One is talking about the different kinds of software, et cetera, and things that are happening on the internet. But we've as one area of our focus. But the other area of our focus has been on companies in Michigan here that are involved in high tech. And so I thought this week will be a really good week to talk about what's happening in our state with high-tech new businesses. And to do that, we've invited somebody to be with us in our studio here in the Detroit area. And then in a little bit, we're going to be talking with somebody who is on the far west side of the state with it's a college you're very, or university you're familiar with, Ed.
Oh, growing and growing.
Grand Valley University. I'm Grand Valley State University.
Yep.
And the person who's in studio with us right now is Tom Kelly. He is the COO, Chief Operations Officer, and Director of Entrepreneurship for Automation Alley. Tom, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a mouthful to say that. I know I'm trying to get it to just COO, right? Everybody can say that quickly.
Why don't you tell folks what Automation Alley is to start with?
So Automation Alley is a member-driven organization. We're nearly 1,000 members. Our members are made up of manufacturers, those in technology, and those government and education institutions that support the mission of Automation Alley, which is to be the voice of Southeast Michigan, one of the voices to make the world understand this is a great place to build a technology or an advanced manufacturing business.
Is
our mission.
Is this the same Automation Alley when I'm driving down the freeway, I see the signs on the side. It says Oakland County, Wayne County, you know, Macomb County, it's Automation Alley.
You got it. And you know it's a blessing and a curse, because when people drive by, they see that it's an Automation Alley County, and then they come to our facility and say, This is a place? I can actually come get services here and resources? I thought it was like a vision or an ideal, and it's actually a physical location with resources and capital and things to help technology businesses and manufacturing.
How long has it been around doing that?
1999. We have been around a long time. Ken Rogers, who's our executive director, he started that with Brooks Patterson back in 1999. It was designed to be a regional organization, not tied to any one county, and we've lived up to that mission. We have 8 counties that we serve. All of the 8 counties, if you took Southeast Michigan, up to Genesee and down to Monroe and over to Washtenaw.
Wow, that is a big stretch to handle. And I would imagine also an area where in various places throughout there, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, and so we have to try and stay focused. There's so much going on with the R&D. You know, we have over 150 R&D centers for advanced mobility or advanced manufacturing right here in Southeast Michigan. And it's hard to keep up with. Even as Automation Alley, our job is to be sort of the mail sorter. And here's information coming in, and let's get it out to this group. And here's information coming in from this side and get it out to that group. And sorting all the knowledge that needs to get shuffled around, we have a hard time keeping up with that. There's just so much change coming. But that's the danger with being in manufacturing or technology or being in one of the companies that is a part of that. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep up with that is so difficult.
Yeah, without, I guess, getting closed into your own little box.
Right.
What's the benefit for a company of staying connected with other companies in here? What good does it do them?
Because change is so rapid, especially around technology, that you have to rely on others to be educated and knowledgeable and make very careful bets on where you think technology in your industry is going to keep up. It's changing. All industries are being touched by technology. It's washing over them. You know, when you think about the Internet of Things is things. Things are in everything. It touches everything. And you really have to, as a business owner, whether you're in technology or not, you're in technology. You just don't know it yet.
I've noticed a lot, lately in the past year or so, are you guys like responsible for like bringing in companies from all over the world? Because I noticed there's a robotics presence specifically in Southfield and also over in, I want to say like Clawson with a company called Kamau.
Yes,
thank you.
Right, yes.
Yeah, and they seem to be really growing in this area.
Absolutely. Well, we have Kamau, we have KUKA, we have ABB, we have Fanuc. These are all robotics manufacturers that are all here in Southeast Michigan, and they all started somewhere else. It's really great to see them here.
Your job then, Tom, is not only to grow businesses here, but also to attract businesses
Absolutely.
To this area as well.
Yep. We start them up technology-wise as little startups, or we bring them from around the world and we incubate them in our soft landing center.
Well, let's talk about some of that in just a moment. Tom Kelly with us. He is the COO and Director of Entrepreneurship for Automation Alley, coming back in just a moment.